This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food. Of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Now, Forest Secret is owned by the Perak State Agricultural Development Corporation since 2012 and retails the brand and products of Indonesia in more than 500 pharmacies and retail outlets. It's a proudly made in Malaysia product, and Forest Color is a signature brand that offers herbal and halal beauty solutions. I'm here with the CEO, Intan Haryati Mohd Zawai. Welcome, Intan. Maybe you can tell us a bit of the history behind it, because Forest Secret is a brand that's been around for a while prior to 2012. But what has happened over the years? I think 2007, right?
Yes, true. Thank you, Frida, for the opportunity to meet you today. Okay, basically, Forest Secret is not really new in the market. Yeah? Mm. So we are back to 2007, belongs to another owner, basically, before SCDC Perak took over in 2012. So what we do, basically, we are promoting the herbal and halal cosmetics, whereby at that time, we are part of the global program where we help the entrepreneur, especially the SMEs, then we manage to develop 25 entrepreneurs or SMEs to be part of the supply chain of producing Forest Secret. Mm. Back to 2012, so took over by SCDC, part of the business strategy to promoting herbal made product from Malaysia with the signature of halal as part of the unique selling propositions. So we basically at that time closed all the retail shops where we before, such as in Sunway, The Curve, Plaza Ansana, in Kota Kinabalu and etc. So we penetrate Indonesia market. As you know, Indonesia is not an easy market to penetrate, especially from Malaysia. So alhamdulillah, we basically manage to be part of the Watsons and Century Pharmacies, more than 500 outlets now in Indonesia.
And if you know, so it's been very successful in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and of course now you're going through this rebranding, you know, different strategy. What worked in Indonesia, and how are Indonesians different from Malaysians?
Okay, Indonesia, I think why most of the brands like to penetrate Indonesia is because of population. Mm. They are very big in population.
So the volume game.
The volume game. Mm. So that's why when we penetrated Indonesia market 2012, we basically do rebranding a little bit. Forest Secret before in Malaysia is a middle brand, cater for middle market. Mm. So when back to Indonesia, we cater for mass market. Mm. So that's why the supply chain or the marketing channel is a really mass marketing channel. Right. So in the comeback to Malaysia last year, August 2015, basically. Yeah. So we back to our original positioning, which is to cater for middle market.
Right.
So we have another signature brand of Forest Secret we call Forest Color.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's different about Forest Color?
Okay, Forest Color, from the name, is colors. So the first range of our product is color cosmetics. But what unique about our color cosmetic is herbal base. So all the products basically are formulated from one of the best herbs in the world, which is aloe vera, planted also locally, to basically be part of CSR project of SCDC Perak.
Mm. So, okay, so the marketing then is, in terms of the pricing strategy for Indonesia, it will be a little bit cheaper?
Yes, true.
Okay, so now, okay, so with, and when you look at, how do you actually work with the farmers when it comes to, you know, using aloe vera and all that? How does that relationship work?
Okay, SCDC, we have lots of plants. Eh? So part of the strategy is to basically develop the supply chain to help the local farmers or manufacturers to basically plant these herbs that we're promoting. At this moment, we're promoting aloe vera as part of the ingredients.
And you call that herbs, huh?
Yeah, it's herbs. It's part of the herbs. Huh. Even like plants, even like flowers, some of them are herbs. Mm. Because when mentioned herbs, it's about therapeutic.
Okay.
They have the therapeutic elements, so that it benefits to our body, like basically, or even to our skin.
Okay.
So we're helping them by basically planting, give them the, you know, the plant basically to plant at selected area in Ipoh or in Perak basically.
And in terms of the R&D, is this the first time that aloe vera is used for colours?
Colour cosmetics.
Yeah, yes. For colour cosmetics. So that's the first time.
Yes.
Because you will normally think of maybe skincare.
Yes, true.
And not so much makeup and all that. So in terms of investments in R&D, what kind of investments are we looking at?
Okay, in terms of investments, we do collaboration with our OEM and also some of the universities in Malaysia to study about the elements of aloe vera in our products. So normally we take even this product line, basically it took about 6 months just to ensure that the ingredients, aloe vera, is stable in our products. And then after that, of course, we do the what we call pilot or focus group to test the products to us, lah, basically whether it's harmful or not. And then again, we have successfully passed that barrier basically. Then that's why we marketed this color cosmetic based on aloe vera and collagen.
Okay. What about in terms of packaging? What do you look for in terms of coming up with the packaging, the look of this product?
Okay, back to the branding itself, which is forest color. So if you can see the color of our corporate, which is very green, very forest element. So the packaging is one of the, in retail industry or in beauty in specific, is one of the most important elements because to attract the people or even the target market. So if you can see the packaging, all green and silver to give like the contrast color to make it more attractive, for especially for the young market for these products basically.
Okay, so you are looking at the younger audience.
Yes, the target market is about 20 and above.
Right. So it would be, it's also halal, right?
It's halal, yes.
It's halal. So there is a certain market that you're targeting towards, right? And in terms of, so aloe vera being the main ingredient, is do we have enough supplies in Malaysia or do we still need to get from overseas?
At the moment, yes, we have enough supply. Depends one day, maybe. We just launched about 6 months ago. So far, we have received a very good feedback from our customers. For example, because of aloe vera, it's very rich in antioxidant. So it also healing, give you healing properties. So let's say, for example, you have dry or chapped lips, you know, you can use our lipstick or lip gloss to basically, other than to make you beautiful, right, but also to help your skin to be better.
Okay, are there plans to go into skincare?
Yes, we are in parts of R&D right now with a few people, basically, OEM or also the manufacturer, to produce one of the best herbs in Malaysia for anti-aging and also whitening skincare soon.
Okay, so, you know, if you think about marketing, not so much skincare, I mean, skincare and makeup, there's a lot of budgets involved. I mean, all these big players have got big budgets, right? So what are you all going to be doing differently to capture that space?
Okay, Malaysia market, I think, very competitive right now, right, for beauty and cosmetics. So what we're doing right now, we basically multiply the channels, the marketing channels. Right now, we are marketed the forest color since we launched last year through our online, forestcolor.com. That means all customers can buy or purchase the product online. Other than that, we are basically going to penetrate through another mid-range retail, which is through Aeon Wellness. Even today, we'll be in Aeon Mall Shah Alam with their
launching
opening.
Today,
launching today. And then other than that, we also introduce what we call a beauty specialist program.
Okay.
So beauty specialist program meant for women, young women especially, those passionate in beauty and love the beauty elements to be part of our family, to become like our dealer.
Okay.
So they are basically like our agent, will be operating at their own time, at their own space, basically, and also generate income, and also be trained by our professional beauty specialist to have a certificate, proper certificate in the beauty line.
Okay, and this is a direct selling model?
No, it's not direct selling.
Okay, so we'll delve a little bit deeper into your channels of distribution after this. I'm here with Intan Haryati Mohd Zawai from Forest Secret Malaysia. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Intan Haryati Mohd Zawai from Forest Secret Malaysia, you know, a company that's owned by the Perak State Agriculture Development Corporation. They've got a signature brand, Forest Colour. You know, just earlier when we were talking about your channels of distribution, one of the things they've also managed to do is selling to local hotels, right? You know, is that also not so much the makeup, but what are you distributing there?
Okay, when you're talking about cosmetics, it's not only covered color cosmetic or makeup. We also have like body and skincare as well. So right now we supply to local hotels, like we call TH Hotels and also Casuarina, in terms of like lotion, shower gel, shampoo, soaps, you know, all the toiletries or amenities to the hotels.
Oh, okay, so you do have all these things as well.
Yeah, we do have this part of our corporate business strategy,
right,
to also penetrate the market, basically.
Okay, now if you look at your the business then in terms of to customer B2C, right? So you've got online, you've got retail outlets and beauty specialists. What do you hope to be the ratio, like the majority, where would the bulk of the business ultimately you would like it to come from?
Okay, we have right now three marketing channels. On top of that, with the opening of our prototype shop this coming end of this month, basically, in Star Avenue, which is our retail shop, and also in Casuarina Ipoh, which is also together with the spa. So we also offer another channel for what we call licensing, whereby the local entrepreneur or even partners with joint venture from overseas, they can open our retail shop. So this is another marketing channel. Talking about contribution wise, so the majority or the bulk figure will be coming from licensing, which is opening of the outlets, and also retail market, which is like a joint venture with our departmental store and also beauty specialists. These three will be main contributor to our basically the company.
So that's the goal in terms of these three channels of distribution, right? So what other markets do you plan to penetrate other than Indonesia?
Okay, right now we are basically have received lots of inquiries, especially from Middle East companies, Middle East companies, for example, in Dubai and also in Iran, even though not that's good there. But then we receive lots of inquiries from there, even from Ghana, North America, and even China.
Okay.
Because of the halal position that we bring.
Okay.
They like herbal, you know, Chinese they like herbal. And then we have, on top of that, we have halal.
Right.
So we are basically in discussion with a few parties in China territories and provinces like Xi'an or even Guangzhou.
Okay. What's in the North America as well?
Yes, from Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah, they're looking for, I don't know where they get to know about us, basically Africa.
Right.
But they're looking for something that unique, something that different.
Right.
That's what we offer, herbal and halal.
Okay.
Some product, I think maybe they have halal, but not as herbal.
Okay.
Some herbal is not halal.
Halal.
So
then halal and
on top
herbal.
Of that, basically what unique about us is innovation. So we always try to come up with something that not in the market yet. That's what happened to our forest color based on aloe vera and collagen.
Okay. So, I mean, back to your beauty specialist, right? So, it's not a direct selling model. You're hoping they'll be able, with fresh graduates, to do this sort of thing. Is that the idea?
Yeah, because when you mention direct selling, sometimes what is in our mind, and then my personal view, right? Something that quite mature, right? So, at this now, digital age, we see lots of young entrepreneurs. Okay, so what we're going to do with them is basically we create another industry or another platform for them to basically venture into beauty line, but with a proper structure. Later on, they will become, he or she will become like entrepreneur by themselves. For example, they can start with beauty specialist because they don't have inject any capital, you know, so they can have the side income or they can do full time.
Okay.
And then throughout the years, after their success, they can open up their own shop, which is through our licensing. So that's why our marketing channel is like linked to each other.
Okay.
So they can see their career growth,
their career path. Growth, their roadmap, yes, the kind of thing. So they're not just
It's not just they earn commission or they earn rewards and recognition, and then it's just there. So we also open another channel for him or her to become the entrepreneur as like a licensee to forest color.
It's very interesting you say him or her. It's not just a, it's not just
for women. Even though the majority target market is women, but we don't limit ourselves just to a woman.
Okay. So in terms of the international markets, how you know, when do we expect things to move in that space? International markets.
Okay, international market. Actually, to be honest, we have one inquiry from Iran. They are even Dubai. They are quite serious. It belongs to one group of companies. So, but we still basically want to see the prototype of our shops. For international market, we offer two types of business opportunity. One we call a master licensee. That means they hold the license to operate the outlets at their countries.
Right.
Or another one is distributorship. Mm. So they can just take our products and distribute the product at that approved location or marketing channel by our team.
So 2016 is the goal to go into other more markets other than
Indonesia. More markets than Indonesia.
All right. Yes. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Intan Haryati Muhammad Zawai from Forest Secret Malaysia. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.